We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. Today is Tuesday, July 10th, 2012. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're live worldwide every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on RBN via satellite radio, internet, and phone. We like to call ourselves Solutions Radio, not Bullhorn Radio. Yeah, we know things are bad. We know things are really, really bad in some places, and some places are getting worse by the day. Some places got it really good, and they don't know that it's really bad. But we know that it's bad. We hear about it. You could, from one channel to the next, anywhere, on any TV, radio station, flip the dial, and you find somebody talking about how bad it is. We try not to focus on the bad things. Yeah, we have to talk about them in context. So what do we do about it? We try to talk about solutions. Things like survival and preparedness, that's pretty handy to know. Health and nutrition, local and organic foods and clean water, technology. Yeah, we even touch on a little bit of politics, I suppose, from time to time. Art, music, and theater, if you like that sort of thing. Bring in bands and listen to music. Whatever it takes to get to reaching people, and it all starts by doing things like networking and getting involved in your community and organizing and educating. Talk about educating, the We Are Change group, the We Are Change Colorado people helped me out a lot with this show and helped make this a possibility by providing their assistance, and they're always out there. They're people's media. They're local journalists. They're out there exposing people with their cameras, and they're doing stories. You can always check them out at wearechangecolorado.org, but they hand out across the state just the We Are Change Colorado that is here in Denver. There are other We Are Change chapters in Colorado, but right here in Denver, the one that's actually called We Are Change Colorado, that has the address wearechangecolorado.com and .org and .net too, I think, all of these, right here in Denver, actually gives out hundreds of CDs every month. Literally, CDs and DVDs. We burn them. I have one of the burners here in my home and burn discs regularly, DVDs. They're movies that we copy from people like Alex Jones or Jason Burmess or Luke Radowski has done things, or Jesse Ventura's show, we share that one. There's tons of things out there that we share, news about the health care industry. You know, we talked quite a bit yesterday about the GlaxoSmithKline, their suit and the $3 billion that they've had to pay. We talked about that yesterday. That's the sort of thing that we educate people about by copying documentaries and creating our own videos, doing our own actions out on the street and going out there and trying to reach people. That sometimes is a lot easier than just going and knocking on your neighbor's door and talking to your neighbor and trying to get him to understand the way you think. He's already seen the bumper stickers on your car and thinks you're crazy. Of course, you've seen the bumper stickers on his car and you think he's crazy. So, you know, at least you feel mutually about each other in that sense. Hopefully, you at least have a respect for each other. If you can't reach out to him, maybe you can reach out to the community and maybe it'll trickle down to him. That's how you hope it works. When you hand out hundreds of CDs and DVDs like the We Are Change people do, if you think that we right here, you take the idea that just we here in Denver hand out hundreds of CDs and DVDs every month on these topics of health and even preparedness and economics and banking, the criminal banking system, there are millions and millions of people potentially reached all around the world by We Are Change, and I encourage you to join a group like We Are Change. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. For today, July 10th, and today we're going to talk about guns for most of the show, but I'm going to do some news and talk about some things. You'll be really happy with me today. I finally, after all this time, have got the website set up so that when you click on it, milehighlibertyradio.com, if you look right in the middle of the page where it says this week's shows, if you click on today's date, you'll see it's highlighted there in red. Assuming you haven't already clicked on it, it would be highlighted in red, and it will take you to the links of today's topics and the things that we're going to talk about on today's show. It's amazing what technology can do. And I was just sharing during the break, I was just sharing all that information with the Facebook users and personally on Facebook and with the Mile High Hours page on Facebook and the Mile High Liberty Radio page on Facebook. All of these things you can get to them by just going to milehighlibertyradio.com. Of course, to do the Facebook stuff, you have to get an account. I'm not going to get into it today about how you could always stay connected and find like-minded people and even find yourself a little space of sanity. Even, it's true, on Facebook, just something that I encourage you to do. But I want to talk about some news stories, and if you want to follow along, those links are there today. I thought right off we'd talk about, since we're kind of in the business of communicating here with people, just before I went to the break, I'm talking to you about how to get into your NFT and organize and start educating by joining a group like Weird Change or, you know, Weird Change Colorado or WeirdChange.org if you're not in Colorado, anywhere else around the world, set up your own chapter, whatever it is you need to do to reach out to your community and communicate with them to educate them about what's going on in the world, educate them about their rights, like we'll talk about later in the show on guns. Coming up here real soon, I'm just going to do a few news stories, and then we'll do some news stories about guns and what and why that brings me to talk about guns. And we'll treat guns and the Second Amendment in the same way that I have treated some other things that we've looked at in the past, by actually going and defining the terms and clarifying what's meant and showing that there is, in the case of like the Second Amendment, there's an effort, and you could find this of all of almost every word, particularly ones that have been used to give people rights and freedoms and things like that, and can be found, you know, people, citizens, persons, individuals. These things all have different legal meanings, and they've defined them all that way for a reason. Well, I'll give the Second Amendment that same sort of treatment when we dive into the guns topic. But first, this communications thing that I'm talking about has to do with Obama and another executive order. Last Friday, July 6th, he signed a new executive order that has basically given him the ability to take over our entire communications network in America. And I'll read you some of the information. These links are up there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Just click on today's date. You'll see it right there, and it'll take you to the page, and these links are there. And according to RT, President Obama released his latest executive order on Friday, July 6th, a 2,205-word statement offered as the assignment of national security and emergency preparedness communications functions. Let's see if we can do it. All right, anyway. And although the president chose not to commemorate the signing with much fanfare, the powers he provides to himself and the federal government under the latest order are among the most far-reaching yet of any of his executive decisions. And that's the exact that's the exact quote from the RT article, and that's at RT.com under their USA News section. And it goes into detail. It actually drops the executive order information on there, and I did too on the links page at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can actually go to the government website that shows that this is a reality. There's no conspiracy here. He's really done this. Interpretation's another thing, and we'll hit on some of that here while we're looking at this. This is a quote: "The federal government must have the ability to communicate at all times and under all circumstances to carry out its most critical and time-sensitive missions." Sounds pretty innocuous. I'm okay with it so far. The president begins the order. "Survivable, resilient, enduring, and effective communications, both domestic and international, are essential to enable the executive branch to communicate within itself and with the legislative and judicial branches, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments, private sector entities, and the public, allies, and other nations." Okay, so far it's kind of hard to argue with that. It sounds reasonable. Communications are a good thing. Communications between governments should be a good thing. They should make a better process of it, in fact. President Obama adds that it is necessary for the government to be able to reach anyone in the country during situations it considered critical writing. Now, that didn't sound quite right, but now we're starting to get to where they're going to change it up on us. It's not so innocuous. It's not about them communicating. It's about them taking over communications. I'll read it again. President Obama adds that it is necessary for the government to be able to reach anyone in the county during situations it considers critical, and that means takeover of communications devices. He writes, "Such communications must be possible under all circumstances to ensure national security, effectively manage emergencies, and improve national resilience." Later, the president explains that such could be done by establishing a joint industry government center that is capable of assisting in the initiation, coordination, restoration, and reconstruction of NSEP, which is National Security and Emergency Preparedness, communication services or facilities under all conditions of emerging threats, crisis, or emergency. The views of all levels of government, the private and nonprofit sectors, and the public must inform the development of the NSEP communications policies, programs, and capabilities, he adds. Must. It's always a demand, never voluntary. On the government's official website, and like I said, the link is up there, myhighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's date. On the government's official website for the National Communications System, the government explains that the infrastructure includes wireline, wireless, satellite, cable, and broadcasting, and provides the transport networks that support the Internet and other key information systems, suggesting that the president has indeed effectively just allowed himself to control the country's Internet access. And again, I'm reading directly from the article on RT.com under their USA section. In order to allow the White House to reach anyone within the U.S., the president has put forth a plan to establish a high-level committee calling from agents within the Department of Homeland Security, Pentagon, Federal Communications Commission, and other government divisions to ensure that his new executive order can be implemented, to giving himself the power to do, to go out and tell everybody how they can and will communicate. In explaining this order, the Electronic Privacy Information Center writes that the president has authorized the Department of Homeland Security the authority to seize private facilities when necessary, effectively shutting down or limiting civilian communications. That's actually a quote from the White House document, from what is supposed to be the words of the executive, the words of the president that he signed, 2,205 of them, that gives him the authority to seize private facilities when necessary, effectively shutting down or limiting civilian communications. Limit. Shutting down, stopping communications. In Section 5 of his order, President Obama outlines the specific department and agency responsibilities that we'll see through his demands. In a few paragraphs, President Obama explains that an executive committee that will oversee his order must be supplied with the technical support necessary to develop and maintain plans adequate to provide for the security and protection of NSEP communications. And that same body will be tasked with dispatching that communique to the federal government and state, local, territorial, and tribal governments by means of, quote, commercial government and privately owned communications resources. Later, the president announces that the Department of Homeland Security will be tasked with drafting a plan during the next 60 days to explain how the DHS will command the government's emergency telecommunications service, as well as other telecom conduits. In order to be able to spread the White House's message across the country, President Obama also asked for the purchasing of equipment and services that will enable such. Actually, that really, I don't know if that's just a way to go out and try to spend some more money or what that particular deal is all about, but those things already exist. I've talked about it on the show before, and anyone in the radio station or TV station can confirm this. And although I have not seen it myself, such things exist, I'm told, at the larger hubs of communications of the Internet, and these are these boxes that would allow, I know it exists because the government has done it before. They've shut off websites. Our government has, not just the Chinese government. They've shut off websites, actually taken them over. So they must have some control somewhere at some level, like I'm describing, that would allow them to do that. But I can guarantee you that in traditional communications, your satellite, because your satellites are all run by your cable companies, your cable company, your TV, your radio stations, they all have a box in them that allows the government to take control of the airwaves. It just shuts off whatever is there and starts programming its own thing. And the government knows if you disconnect this box, it automatically forces you to run emergency alert system. All of these things are already in place, so I'm not sure what the last line of that was about. But yeah, that's it. The president has attached himself and his office and the Department of Homeland Security officially now through an executive order to all of our communications devices, and at their whim can stop us from communicating with each other. I encourage you to look up the term ad hoc networks, AD-HOC networks. That's how you can create a network in your own community. And don't forget about good old CBs. and satellites, you know, there are private ones up there too. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We still got guns to get into and a little bit more news. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com, that's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
And as always, we're talking about solutions. Right now, we're doing a little bit of news, talking about what's going on in the world. And I thought this would be very fun. I came across this article on the money section of MSN.com. And you know how I'm always talking about trying to shop smart and spending your money as best you can. It's bad enough that we have to be forced to use that instead of necessarily acquiring things by any other means that we want. But if you're going to use it, you got to use it smart. You got to use it in the right places. You got to use it at the right times, and you got to use it for the right products. And so this article is really cool. And again, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date, and you can follow along with all the stuff that I'm talking about right now. And this is on money.msn.com, 14 things you should buy used. And I went through it, and I thought, all right, let's see if I can agree or disagree. You know, that's how I approach this, because I have a pretty good idea of what you can buy used, because I buy almost everything used. Sometimes buying secondhand can result in huge savings with little or no difference in quality. Know which used items are just about as good as a new one. This is by Stacy Johnson of Money Talk News. And The first one, we're gonna run right through them. Cars, absolutely no question. Buy them used. Find somebody, if you don't know yourself, how to show you what's wrong with a car, what might need to be fixed, you know, if it's good or not. Take it to a mechanic, pay him $100 or something and have him look it over. $100 up front to have a car looked at, it is going to save you a lot of hassle if you're looking at buying something that's $3,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Consider it. I'm not saying just jump out and spend $100 on every single car. I mean, be serious about potentially buying the thing and try to know in advance, you know, and make a deal with the person that you're talking to when you buy this used car and say, look, I'm going to go get it checked out. My buying it is contingent upon it passing, you know, X exam, you know, and if I have to pay for it, you know, we're going to have to work something out. Otherwise, you know, we need some kind of, you know, it's your deal. You make the deal, and that's great when you're buying used because it's just you and another person, presumably the owner of the car, making that deal. I don't necessarily suggest go to a used car lot. If you want to do that. I don't necessarily suggest getting payments, and that's the only reason I wouldn't suggest that. I suggest, and I got a lot of suggestions for you, that you save your money and you buy a used vehicle. All my vehicles I buy used. My most recent vehicle I bought $1,500. I've owned it more than 15 months. That ought to tell you something. $100 a month for me to own that vehicle, not counting the cost of actually using said vehicle. Houses, absolutely. Get somebody you know that inspects them, and I guarantee somebody around you know inspects them or is smart enough that can do it visually and look around, because that's what they all do. They know what to look for. They look at the roofs, and they look at the plumbing, and they look at the foundation, and they look around the windowsills, and they look for cracks and things like that. Have somebody do it. Definitely buy used. 14 things you should buy used. Books, absolutely, no question about it. Buy them everywhere. Art stores, secondhand stores, flea markets, wherever you can get them. I love books. I got a nice little collection of books. Some I've read, some I haven't. I've got more than I've always got books to read. Always books to read. 14 things you should buy used, and I agree with most of these things. If I don't, I'll let you know. And here's one that I don't agree with: timeshares. I don't think you should buy timeshares at all. I mean, if you really want to, go ahead. But sharing anything with someone is always inviting problems. You're always best to own outright, and that's the same thing with leasing or, you know, buying new, something like that, where you get on payments. You're co-owners with somebody at best, and you got to argue with them anytime you want anything. Recreational toys, you betcha. Watch it out for boats. They show a picture of a boat specifically in this article. Watch out for boats. Boats can be a dangerous bunny hole. They can suck up money real fast, way faster than like a car or a little ATV or motorcycle or something like that. Sports and exercise gear, man, people throw that stuff away. You can drive around in the spring and summertime in any given town, neighborhood, city, and find weight benches, weight stuff thrown away all the time. Same with furniture. I know that's coming up. Yep, there it is right there. The next one, furniture. Absolutely buy your furniture used unless you just got to have it new. I mean, if you got to buy new, you got to buy new. Whatever. Spend your money how you best think it's spent. That's all I'm ever talking about when I'm talking about these things. Jewelry, definitely buy used. Jewelry markup new is unbelievable. De Beers, when it comes to diamonds, De Beers has stacks, a building full of stacks of diamonds. Diamonds are not rare, but they charge you out the yin-yang when you buy them in the store. And even gold and stuff, you can get scratch and dented gold rings and stuff like that under scrap value at the right pawn shops. I assure you, I know this for a fact. Baby stuff. Yes and no. This is one of those things that I have done myself, absolutely. It is very silly to go out and waste baby stuff that you already have. If you have eight kids that are in that age that are close enough, or you've kept the stuff stored away, if your one child survived with the stuff, the next one probably will. You've always got to look for these things that have been recalled and stuff like that. And a lot of secondhand places like ARC stores and Goodwill stores won't even sell those. I'll come back and finish up on this particular topic of the 14 things that you should buy used when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio. ¶¶
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. As always, find us here 3 to 5, Monday through Friday, Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. Talking about solutions, I'm doing a little bit of news right now, and I was talking about something that I talk about all the time, and that's spending your money wisely, knowing where it's spent best and how it's spent best, on what products it's spent best. And I found this really cool because I agreed with basically everything on this list, 14 things you should buy used, and you can find the list. Go to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, click on today's date. It'll be right there in the middle of the page, and it'll open up a new window that has all the links that I'm talking about. And this is under the link Shopping Tips, and it's the very first link under the Shopping Tips link. And I'm on, I don't know which one. It doesn't say which part of it. I'm getting close to the end. We were talking about baby gear, and I wanted to reiterate the problems with baby gear and something, clue you into an idea that exists within the baby market, and I'll explain why. Because the Stacey Johnson, the person who writes this, actually almost gets there. 14 things you should buy used. We're talking about baby gear. Sometimes buying secondhand can result in huge savings with little or no difference in quality. Know which used items are just about as good as new. And these are Stacey Johnson's words at the moment. Baby gear, baby stuff doesn't get much use. Little ones outgrow everything in months. So baby clothes, toys, and nursery furniture can be smart used buys. Absolutely agree 100%. But there are definitely used items to baby items to avoid. Car seats and cribs, she points out, have safety risks, and everything should be checked for product recalls, and I mentioned that. If you're not sure, say no, but if you are, you can easily save 50% or more. Absolutely, she's absolutely right. But let me make one thing clear about the car seats and the cribs things. If they are not on the recall list, there is no reason why you shouldn't buy it if it's fine. Use your common sense. Take a look at it yourself and see, is the thing stable? Does it have a spot where baby's clothes can get hooked or where baby can slide down between the bed and the bars or something and die? Frankly, die. We don't want that to happen to baby. Use your sense. Think about it. Think about what babies do. They don't have control of their bodies, and they can get stuck in things and not get themselves out. If it's too big or too wide a spread, they could get their head stuck in it. All these things need to be considered when you're talking about specifically about cribs. But I wanted to mention one thing about car seats. You will note, if you have children, or if you don't, the next time you see a car seat, look at it. There'll be an expiration date on it. And this is not like a mandatory thing. This is just a suggested thing. At least I don't think it's a mandatory thing. I've never been told that I had to replace it by anybody. And that's, I asked one person specifically who was a firefighter and who was in the business of helping a local hospital install car seats in cars. And he didn't indicate in any way that it was a mandatory thing. In fact, he installed the seat that I had at the time because it was one that was for my boy now. My middle daughter is about 4 years older than my youngest son, and so we still had the same car seat. And so he pointed out that it was expired, and I had never noticed that before. So I looked at it and said, sure enough, it's expired. Well, I knew immediately what that's about because I've always had this argument before, and it's why some places won't sell these things like car seats and cribs and stuff like that. One, they have to, they're made by law to check on product recalls on all of those items. And if they miss something, they could be held liable for it. It could be a really bad deal for them. So a lot of them won't sell that. But and this is the crux of this whole thing with the baby gear. Baby, this is the quote from the lady who wrote this article. Baby stuff doesn't get much use. Little ones outgrow everything in months. So baby clothes, toys, and nursery furniture, and car seats, and cribs, and everything else, those are my words, can be definitely used smart buys, and you should use your head because when it comes to the baby stuff, if everybody kept the same baby cribs, we'd have 100-year-old baby cribs that we, you know, our grandparents were in and actually still work and function and aren't destroyed. Nobody would buy new baby cribs. Some people would, but, the same with the booster seats and car seats. You know, 40 years ago, we'd still be using the same ones from 30 or 40 years ago if they didn't say that they had to be replaced or that there was something wrong with them. It's called planned obsolescence. There's one little phrase to add to your vocabulary, planned obsolescence. That's when industry kind of conspires within itself, just any given industry, to produce product that will expire. And sometimes they'll even use the force of government and laws, such things like that, to enforce those notions that those things expire. And it's called planned obsolescence. So let's finish this little bit of news up, 14 things you should buy used, because I really like this article. And this Stacey Johnson person in the Money Talks news section on MSN, she's really cool for doing this. I praise her work. Clothes, absolutely. Shop the secondhand stores, flea markets, all these places I'm talking about. You will find, and even like Ross, that's like a middle store in between Rich. You know, they sell the products that overstock or slightly misprinted or something like that. As long as you inspect them, those items when you buy them, There's no reason why you can't buy them. You always have that in your mind when you're buying anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Clothes, used, new, it doesn't matter. New, especially if you're going to pay ridiculous amounts of money for, you know, you're going to pay $60 for a shirt that you can go buy in the secondary market for $7 that's just as good. You better make sure that the thing isn't damaged. I mean, at least it would save you a trip back to the store to replace the thing. And, you know, there's some of those stores. You wear it, you bought it. 14 things you should buy used, almost done. Dishware. Yeah, absolutely. The stuff is everywhere. You can buy really cool, fancy stuff. There are shelves and shelves of it at your local secondhand store. Kid you not. Electronics, absolutely. You got to watch out for TVs, and I think this article even mentioned something in here about TVs. You got to watch out for TVs. Actually, you know what it is? That's the next article. There's another article, milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's date under the shopping thing, under the shopping links. The second link in there is 20 things that you shouldn't buy used, and we'll just touch on that one for a second after I finish this. We got a couple more in this one. I didn't agree necessarily with a lot of the other one, and I don't really want to get into it, but that was one of the things, was TVs. They mentioned in the other one they're talking about not buying them, like plasma TVs and LCD TVs and stuff. Yeah, you can buy them. Just check them before you buy them and let them warm up, because there's flickers and things like that. Just make sure that they work. Generally, when it comes to these flat panel, these new fancy widescreen TVs like that, there are parts in them that can be replaced if the screen is blank and you get audio and stuff like that. If you get, you know, a large TV like mine, I got this 42-inch here for $125. It's a plasma TV, and it was a scratch-and-dent deal. So I knew that I didn't have to worry about anything. But, you know, if you're buying in the secondary market, the ARC store, or flea market or something like that, you might not have that luxury. But you should try to be able to at least plug it in. If you can get sound, you might jump on the internet real quick. Use that data phone that you have. It's just eating up some money every month that you're not using the web for. And actually search out products when you're out there buying them, and look up the information on the electronics. You can look up how much it would cost to have the backlight replaced in any given LCD TV, or how much a backlight might cost. And they're generally, I don't know, if you're adventurous, you can replace them yourself. I like tearing apart my electronics. So, yeah, electronics, just check them before you buy them. And if you can get a guarantee for a few days when you buy them secondhand, try to. Most honest people will give you a second, it will give you a guarantee, will give you your money back without even thinking about it. Video games and movies, without question, wait until they hit the secondary market, unless you want to buy it new. 14 things you should buy used. We're almost done. This is like the last one or two here. Tools, definitely, again, in abundance in all the stores and all the secondary markets, flea markets, things like that. And then she gives the bottom line, talks about how much you can save in money. It's just all about being smart, buying smart, things that I always talk about, you know. Nothing new, not breaking any new ground there, just kind of reinforcing the idea. And it was nice, like I said, to see that mainstream media put that kind of information out there. I've talked about MSN before and how I feel about them. They do a decent job. I've even seen them print Ron Paul articles and information, believe it or not, when it comes to economics and money. You bet. 20 things you shouldn't buy was the next. You shouldn't buy these used, apparently. And we'll just hit on a couple of them real quick, because I don't want to spend that same time. Cribs, we already talked about that. Yes, maybe, possibly, child car seats, talked about it. Helmets, again, just look at it. If it's cracked, you can tell. If the insides are damaged, you can tell. Laptops, that's not true. If you got your PC guru, again, it's all about what you know and who you know when it comes to stuff like that. If you arm yourself with knowledge in computers, you bet buy them new, secondhand. Video cameras, yes and no, because the usage on digital cameras, particularly high-definition cameras, can actually apply. You know, the number of shots and times that it's been used actually can affect the life of the camera in some digital cameras. So, yeah, I agree with that one. Mattresses, yeah, buy new if you can. In a lot of states, it's even illegal to sell used mattresses. Shoes, yeah, you don't want to wear somebody else's shoes. Makeup, absolutely, don't wear somebody else's makeup. There's the plasma TVs and HD TVs that I was talking about. Again, know your product. Know your product when you're buying it. If you can get it for a steal and fix it for less than you can buy it new, do so. Hats, they talk about lice. Yeah, you can wash it just like anything else. If you see a hat secondhand and you want to buy it, most of the stores, the secondhand stores anymore, wash the clothing. You can tell they overwash the stuff. The detergent is just thick on some of them. Swimsuits, yeah, that's just a disgusting notion right there. Thank you, buddy. Vacuum cleaners, I disagree. You got to smell the vacuum cleaner. That's the trick to buying a used vacuum cleaner. Obviously, you got to try and plug it in first, but you can buy them used. The trick is smell them. If they're musty smelling, then you don't want to buy one. Otherwise, they're probably fine. I bought, this is another one of those things you'll be so jealous of. I bought a Dyson, the DC14 model, one of the original models, really good quality Dyson wind tunnel vacuums. I bought it for $5 at the flea market because they didn't know that they could overheat and that they would reset themselves. So they thought they killed their vacuum. I bought it for $5, brought it home, cleaned it up, turned it on, poof, I have a Dyson for $5. You paid $400 for yours if you own one at all. So, yeah, know your product, brother. Tires, again, know your product. If you know what a quality used tire looks like, you can buy a quality used tire. It's pretty easy to tell if a tire has tire rot or if it has broken sides or if the tread is just too thin that you can't buy it. So, yeah, buy them. It's up to you. Software. Why wouldn't you buy software used? Watch out for licenses. I think that was probably the only thing they got into. DVD players, not worth it to buy them used. They're new. They're only like $20. Stuffed animals, you can bring them home and wash them. Just don't give them to your kid. And, give them the smell test. Stick your nose up to the thing. A little bacteria doesn't kill people. You remember that? Bacteria exists within your body. See, halogen lamps, you have fire hazard, absolutely don't do it. Blenders, again, probably not best, just it's a food item, you don't know what somebody's done with it. Anything that you would put your food in or eat out of, I wouldn't, other than just regular dishes, I wouldn't suggest it, because you just don't know. Costume jewelry, I don't know about that, they're talking about the lead and China, stuff like that. Pet food and treats, that seems like a no-brainer. Just check dates and stuff and make sure bags and things like that aren't open. That's the same tip I would give to anyone about buying any kind of food or a product, chemical product. I don't suggest you use many chemical products, but soaps or anything like that. Just check for those expiration dates just in case. And, again, know your product. Know what's going on. So, you're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I've been talking about some products that you should and shouldn't buy. Just been having some fun with the news. I still got the gun topic coming up. We'll dive into it really quick here. I wanted to hit just on one more quick story that is local here to Colorado. We broadcast live for the Front Range of Colorado right at the base of the Rocky Mountains. I live in a beautiful neighborhood, and we work all over the city as far as We Are Change Colorado and the people's media here that are helping make the Mile High Liberty Radio show a reality for you. And one of the things that we are all concerned about here in Colorado and across the nation, and you probably are too in your backyard, is fracking. And I'm not picking a side on this issue at all. We have a need for mining, and it seems, based on what fracking is, that it's possible that it could be done properly without it. Just like anything, if things are done properly, technology is used the way it's supposed to be, things can be done properly. So I'm not picking a side on this issue. I'm just talking specifically about this issue here in Colorado, and this is from 9 News. MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can get to the link to 9news.com. Aurora Council votes to lease water for fracking, and they're going to lease water to a corporation called Anadarko Petroleum out of Houston for $9.5 million over 5 years for 2.5 billion gallons of water. I wonder what the math is on that. I didn't even think to do that. Where's my calculator button? Let's do the math on that, because I don't want to try to think about it. 9.5. Wait, no, because I want to do 2.5, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. I'll do it in the break, because I know we're coming up on a break. I want to figure out what the math is on that and see how much that is per gallon of water. I didn't think to do that earlier, and see how much it is we have to pay for it. The city council voted on this, and of course, opponents are saying that it pollutes the environment. Yeah, that may be the argument. I suggest that you look into this issue for yourself. It's a complicated issue, and depending on the transparency of the program and where they're doing it and what's going on and geological surveys and what they're getting out of it and the cost to the environment, all these things need to be weighed in your individual area where you are. You need to take those things into consideration for yourself. In Colorado, you might go to frackingcolorado.wordpress. Gee, that was bad. Let's start that one over again. If you're in Colorado and you're concerned about fracking and want to get some more information, try frackingcolorado.wordpress.com. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio, and yes, it's what you've been waiting for. I've been talking about it the entire show, promoted hours before the show, been thinking about it since, well, for a while I've been thinking about doing this topic, really the entire topic of the conversation, the entire topic of the Constitution is something that I'm going to cover individually, starting with the Bill of Rights and the first 10 amendments, as they call them, to the Constitution. And so today I wanted to talk about the Second Amendment, and you can't really talk about the Second Amendment and guns in any sort of context if you don't actually know what they are, and so we're going to do that, and the reason we're going to do that is because guns are in the news, and let me fill you in on what is going on, particularly with the UN. If you go to milehighlibertyradio.com, click on today's date, you can get the link. It's down at the bottom. I have more links. I didn't post them all because I don't know if we'll get to them all, because there's a lot to cover in this topic, and there's some specific things that I want to talk about. And, of course, I want to analyze the words of the Constitution and actually try to suss out whether or not, you know, what the arguments are with the Second Amendment. People tell us, oh, well, they were talking about King George, and where's King George? And, well, you know, we had King George there for a little while ourselves, not just back then, but here recently. So kind of an anecdotal approach to it, but people will use things like that. They'll say, oh, well, it's talking about the militia, and you're not a part of the militia because the militia is the National Guard or something like that. And we'll use those words and look them up and find out whether or not that's actually true or not, because it's been my argument, and you've heard me make the argument, and I will continue to make the argument until I'm blue in the face, that the Second Amendment is a people's right as opposed to citizens' right. It existed outside of government decree. It was given to us as people not by the founders, not by the Bill of Rights, not by the Declaration of Independence, not by the Constitution. It was given to us by our God. If you have one of those things, if you don't have one of those things, then it was just given to you by the fact that you exist, that you are here at all. And I got news for the New World Order when it comes to those lines of thinking, and this is one of the reasons why they push to control religion, I think. If you have a God and you think that your rights are given to you by God, then you will go all Muslim or, you know, extremist on people. So they always worry about that. We talked yesterday about the fact that Christians and religious peoples are particularly fanatical ones are listed as terrorists in this country by different organizations and different branches of the government, depending on what documents you look at and such. But again, it's a people's right, not a citizen's right. It exists. The Second Amendment exists outside the dictate, outside the touch of the state at all. Some people argue that it's talking about the state, and the state are people. Well, then why did he use the word twice? We'll get into all of that. Let's talk about the news up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on right in the middle of the page. It'll be today's date, and you can follow along with all of the stories. I finally made that function, and it's a no BS function. It's all right there. You can see you can see that it's just a banner. It says some information about today's show, shows you today's date, and there's the links. Boom. That's it. No BS. There's nothing else there. There's no flashing banners, nothing like that. Just let you know you're at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, and here are Tuesday's stories, Tuesday the 10th, in fact. We'll dive into these stories when we get back, because we have reached the top of the hour. We're going into the second hour. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We are here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. Find all the information out at MileHighLibertyRadio.com.
Radio. I want to tell you about a must-have complete...